Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Matana, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph Lamed Beis. It's page Lamed, Amud Aleph, and it's seven lines up from the bottom on the left-hand column. We were in the middle of talking about the topic of how good things and bad things happen to people by surprise in many cases, where you can't plan and you can't figure it out. And we said, therefore, a person should prepare with tefillah in advance, not to wait for the tzara to come. And we said that there are many times where people are worrying about certain things, and then something hits them, a new thing hits them that they didn't plan for at all, and they say, wow, I was so silly the past 4 days or the past 5 weeks I was worried about this thing, and I didn't know that something else was going to come along 50 times bigger that would make the other issue just disappear in comparison. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, U'kamoi shenishma mi pi kamo anoshim, as we've heard from many people, shetzoyakim al atzmon, where they scream at themselves, umoidim al ivalton, and they admit their foolishness, va'oimrim, and they say, oy vavoy, woy yoy, haloy esmoy loy ola al daitoy sheyechle benoy hachoviv loy. Yesterday I didn't imagine, chas v'sholom, that my son would become ill, chas v'sholom, oy sheyedar, chas v'sholom, or chas v'sholom, he would pass away, or something like that. Yesterday I was worried about parnosa, things like that. And now that this new tragedy struck, he sees how silly it was yesterday to be worrying those worries, you know, compared to today, compared to this new issue. And so to regarding other problems and incidents, kigoin alilois usreifois chasvishalom, for example, a fire breaks out, or chasvishalom alilois, somebody gets into trouble with the government, or again, yesterday where they were thinking, they thought they had problems, and suddenly they find out there's a whole different level of problem. V'al kulam ein eitzo v'tachbula linotzel mihem kiim litlois einov lamoroim. And regarding all of these things, the only way for a person to really rescue himself is to turn his eyes upward, ulahakdim tefila litzara, and to make sure that he prepares a lot of tefilas before the tzaras hit, you know, before he finds out what problems await for him next week or in 2 weeks, whatever it is. Ukemoi shetiknu lanu razal kamo tefilas, as we find that even the rabbis have provided for us many tefillos of this type. As we say every single morning, right after brachas, Yehi rotzoin mulfonecho shetatzileinu ayoim me'azei ponim u'me'azes ponim mi'pegaro, me'alilo, mi'misa mishuna. We're in this tefillah, we're begging Hashem to save us from all kinds of surprises, all kinds of terrible things that we don't know what's on today's agenda for us. And a Jew has to see to it not to say these tefillos like that, but to have a lot of kavono when they're saying this tefillah. These tefillos which the Chacham were misakin for us. And for each and every Jew to make sure to air their own personal tefillos, based on what the situation is, based on what they're going through, or based on what they perceive they might end up going through. A new school semester is starting. Kids are going to school. Who knows, chas v'sholom, what kind of friends? They're going to have good friends or bad friends. Good rabbis, bad rabbis, chas v'sholom. You know, the issue of thousands of kids on the streets, more so, you know, when school starts, in terms of crossing streets, chas v'sholom, there shouldn't be any accidents, any car accidents or other things. These are all examples of things where a person has to be awake and alert and know that they have responsibility to be mispalel, to be makdim the tefillah tzor. Don't wait, chas v'sholom, for the accident to happen, you know, to prepare tefillahs in advance. Ki ze ikar shleimus hatfilah. Rav Nosson Zal says the main shleimus hatfilah is when a person adds on their own personal customized tefillos, sheyechadesh bi'atzmoy dovar b'tefilosoy kefi o'eis, where the person makes sure to add something new, something additional to the tefillah every single day based on the events of that day. K'moy shomer hazal, as the Gemara says, Ezehu tfilas keva. What's considered? There's a Mishnah in Perkei Avos where it says that make sure that your tefillah should not be keva, should not be by rote. So the Gemara says, what's called tefillas keva? Kol she'eino yochoy lechadesh bodovor. Wherever he does not add something new to the tefillah, that's called tefillah by rote. So again, those Jews that only daven shachris mincha maariv every single day with kavana, to a certain extent, that's short. That's not shleimus hatfila. Shleimus hatfila is every single day. Today they're expecting heat. Today they said we're in chamsin mode. Part of a person's shachris should be Hashem, please. They're anticipating heat. I want to be able to learn today. I want to be able to daven with kavana. Give me strength. Either send some cool weather, or give me the strength to be able to handle the heat. You know, just using these as examples of how a person's supposed to be looking at today and seeing what today's possible obstacles are, what today's possible problems are, and anticipating them with tefillah, making sure to put tefillah in front of it.
So we should be thankful to the government for giving us something to balance.
also true, Rahman. Here's again why you see that tzaddikim do listen to the news, no radio, no nothing. They feel responsible to have their hand on the tap, on the pulse of what's going on, because they're the ones who are responsible to be mispalel. They hear that there are certain rishoyim who want to give away Yericho, who want to give, you know, to know what's going on, to know what to be mispalel for.
When we're in the Seder of Amidah, right, can we also add our personal stuff, our own individual prayers?
In the middle of those brachas? Not as far as I know. Okay, not so as far as I know. Maybe in Refaino, you have to check the Shulchan Aruch again, if in Refaino there's any place to insert any particular things. But from what I understand, not to verbalize, to think it, more so than verbalize it. But here we're not talking about literally a middle of Shachris, we mean Hispaidus. We mean a person setting aside a couple of minutes a day or an hour a day, where they're giving customized, personalized tefillahs based on today, based on this, their situation, you know, etc.
How do they learn about the news if they don't read the newspapers, they don't hear that?
This is an important point. Rabbi Nazal's custom, whenever somebody came to him, his first question was always, what's new? And what's new meant either with the person or what's new in the streets. He wanted to know what's being spoken about, because based on the current events, he was able to. So I'm telling you, that's one way that tzaddikim get their information.
Okay.
And another way is some of them do listen to the news purely to get the information that they need to run the world. We're all little children. We don't know what's a big rabbi and a small rabbi. Ki kol hatoivois v'hayishuois boim rak bashkechos yisporach. Because all the good things that come from Hashem and all the solutions to problems and all the Yeshuas come from Hashem's Hashgocha suddenly, without planning in many cases. Just like the Gemara says that Mitziah, what you find is something that happens without planning. You find the $100 bill, you find the this, you know. V'hakoil nimshach mebechinas mishpot utzdoko hanal. All of this is based on the two basic elements of creation, in a sense, that guide the pattern of maintenance of the world, which are mishpot and tzedaka, justice and charity, shebohem maniga shemizborach esaylomoy bechesed, whereby Hashem conducts the world with kindness, mixing and matching these two, mishpot and tzedaka. Kimido toivo maruba loilam, because the Gemara says there's a rule that Hashem's good is always more than the bad. They're never exactly equal. Even though there's Bechira, Mida Toiva Maruba. V'hakoil nimshach mebchinas Toiru Tefila. And everything is based on the Torah and Tefila that's being performed in the world. Shehim b'chinas nasa v'nishma kanal. V'ikr ham tokas hadinim u'bitel atzorois b'frat b'itim alolu. Hakol nimshach rak mebechinas tfilas Hashem mamish shezoichen hatzadike yemes lo'ira b'tfilosom. Rav Nosson Zal says the main success in sweetening the harsh decrees of Hashem in general and especially nowadays is accomplished but through the tfilas Hashem, which the tzaddikim are zoiched to initiate, to activate, to get Hashem, to get to the tfilas Hashem. V'chein kol odom hakoruch achreyem, and so to those people that are attached to the tzaddikim, umargil atzmoy laharbois betfilois uvetchinois ubakoshois b'chol yoim, and these people train themselves to daven a lot every single day in their own words, related to themselves, related to Klal Yisrael, related to the world, regarding everything that's happening to them. Afal pishu bekatnus. These people, even though they're on a low level, even though they're low level people, afal pikein meachar shemekasher atzmoi letzadikei emes, because of the fact that this person attaches himself to the true tzadikim, shezochu letfilas Hashem kanal, these true tzadikim have been zoche to plug into the tefillah of Hashem himself. That's how these people are also zecher to take part in activating these super chasodim of Hashem, the super kindness of Hashem. This is our whole hope, our main hope in these days. The alkein elu hachasodim vayishuos boim. Therefore, these chasodim of Hashem and these yeshuos do not come through making major plans and everything, but rather they come behesach hadas, by surprise. Ki heim lemala mehadas, because these yeshuos are above the concept of das. They're above our intellect. They're above our planning. Alkein boim rak bebechinas metzia behesach hadas. That's why they come in the format of a metzia, which the Gemara says is hesach hadas. We're surprised. That kind of concept. Avol machmas shebehechrich shehatzdoko v'achesed yeh melubosh bebechinas mishpat kanal. Rav Nosazal says, however, because of the fact that sometimes the kindness of Hashem has to be disguised in Mishpat, just like we gave the example yesterday, that sometimes a parent has to disguise the kindness in Mishpat, that they can't give the child, just give the child free gifts, but rather they have to train the child to earn, to do certain things to earn for the benefit of the child. So too, Kavyochel Hashem sometimes can't give us the chesed direct. He's got to give us the chesed cloaked in Mishpat. Al-Kain, lefomim bo b'chinas neshichas akrov chas v'sholom. Therefore, sometimes it comes in the form of a person getting bitten by a scorpion, in a sense. Shehim b'chinas ha-pegoim v'ha-tlois ha-boim behesach hadas. This represents the troubles and problems that come to a person also by surprise, which aren't really intended to hurt the person. Sometimes it's simply intended to bring the person back to Hashem. The person was walking around all day, just buzzing around, and then suddenly they get a piece of rough news, and then suddenly the person says, "Hey, I forgot about Hashem. Hashem, I just heard this bad news. Please help me, protect me." You know, Hashem does that sometimes as a means of a whip to bring the person closer to Hashem, to arouse the chesed of Hashem, to force the person to daven and turn on the faucets of chesed. Ki bevadai yefsher lohovin kol ze kanal, because it's definitely impossible for us to understand all of this and rationalize all of this, be able to figure it all out. Ki heim bechinas darke Hashem kanal, because we said before, this is the ways of Hashem. But the fact is that we know that Hashem's goodness far outweighs his roughness. Because even though we say a brach in Shmon Esrei that Hashem is melech oyev tzedoko u'mishpot, they're not both equal. Hashem's love for tzedoko far outweighs his love for mishpat. His love for charity, for generosity, is much greater than his love for justice and fairness. Rak she'i'efshir levatel b'chinas ha'mishpat legamri. However, it would be impossible for Hashem to do away with justice, kihu kiyum ho'ilam, because that's the world is built on that. The world is built on bechira, and in order for there to be bechira, there has to be a certain aspect of justice. V'tikun kol zeh hu rak al yedei tzadikei emes. And the tikkun for all of this, for the scorpions and for the all of this, the tikkun for it is all only through the true tzadikim. Shehem bechinas Moshe Moshiach. They symbolize Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshiach. V'heim mamshichim oiroi shel Moshiach ba'olam, and they're the ones who draw the light of Moshiach, meaning the light of salvation, into this world. Shaydeze kol hatikva. That's our main hope. That's our main what keeps us going. Ki rak Moshiach yisakein kol ze b'shleimus, because it's only Moshiach that's going to be able to fix everything b'shleimus, lehatzilenu b'chol eis mibchinas neshichas akrov, which means to be able to rescue us permanently from the scorpion's bite, meaning from all the tzaras and everything, ulezakoisenu lechol hatoivois v'hatzlochois b'gashmis v'ruchnis, and to get us to be able to receive all the goodness and wonderful things that Hashem wants to give us, which are all under the umbrella of the word mitzia, you know, finding good things. Ki Moshiach yizke lebechinas hasogas hamishpot v'atzdoko v'kanal. Because Moshiach is going to be the one to achieve the highest level understanding of this concept of mishpot and tzdoko combined. Ki yizke lo'oirer tomid bechinas tfilas Hashem. Moshiach is going to be the one who's going to have the greatest talent at turning on the Tfilas Hashem, being able to draw forth the Tfilas Hashem. Kamay Shekosuv, as is written in a chapter of Tehillim, B'mizbar l'shloimoi, mishpotecho la'melech tein, v'tzidkoscho le'ben melech. Where the Tfilah of Dovid HaMelech over there is, Hashem, give your mishpot to the king, and your tzedakah to the ben HaMelech. I was implying the combination of mishpot and tzedakah. Umedaber shom harbe mi mishpot utzdoko, and that shenemar ikroy al Moshiach. That chapter of Tehillim is speaking specifically about Moshiach. Umedaber shom harbe mi mishpot utzdoko, and if you look at that chapter of Tehillim, it discusses a lot the combination of mishpot and tzdoko. Kama shekosav shom, as it says over there, yodin amcho betzedek, Hashem, you will judge your people with tzedek. Yodin is mishpot, and tzedek is charity. That combination of din and tzedek, din and mishpot and tzedekah. Ubesoif nemar, and what does it say at the end of that paragraph of Tehillim? V'yispalil ba'doi tomid, and Hashem will pray for him always, constantly. Shashim Izborach Yispalel Badoi, Hashem will pray for him, for Moshiach. Hainu Tfilas Hashem Mamish. This refers literally to the Tfil of Hashem. Kanal, as we said earlier, Sheikroy Yizke Moshiach. The one who's going to be Zeichet to that in the fullest sense is going to be Moshiach. Shaydeze Tihye Hagula Shleimal Yodoi. That's why the final Gula is going to be through Moshiach, because he's going to be the one to be able to draw forth the maximum Tfilas Hashem, the highest level Chasodim. The Ato, whereas nowadays, Mamshichem Aleinu HaTzadikei Emes, Chasodim Nifloim, Misham, the great Tzadikim, are able to draw down to us super chesed that comes from that same place in heaven, the Tfilas Hashem, in order to keep us going in these final days, you know, before Mashiach's coming. V'alkein kololu razal gimel dvorim elu biyachad. Rav Nosson Zal now summarizes and says, now you can understand why the Gemara put these three things together. Moshiach, umetziah, v'akrov. The Gemara says that there are three things that happened to the Jews by surprise. Moshiach, and finding something and getting bitten by a scorpion. This seems to be wild. How do you put all three of those in one sentence? And the Gemara says that all of these three things are going to come without das, without planning it in any way, without rationalizing it in any way. It's going to come by surprise. Ki bevada iboim behesach hadas. These things will definitely come behesach hadas. Mach mashem bechinas darkei Hashem hanelom moid vehim givoyim meyadas moid. Because these things are above the concept of das. This is the derech of Hashem, which is way above our human comprehension and human planning and human scheduling. This is all based on how Hashem interweaves and intermingles the concepts of Mishpot and Tzedakah. Al Kain, Gam Lemato, Boim Behesach Adas Daikor. That's why they present themselves to us Behesach Adas. Rav Nosson Zal here is tying in two interesting points. When we speak about the Darkei Hashem, how Hashem conducts the world, we say that that's way above our understanding. The Darkei Hashem is way above human comprehension. So Rav Nosson Zal says the concept of these things, which are suffering and salvation, this is all part of the Darkei Hashem. Therefore, we can't expect to understand it or to rationalize it or to figure it out anyway. You're going to figure out when Mashiach's going to come because you see the Jews do two or three wonderful things, or you see two or three super tragedies happen, and now you announce Mashiach has to come now because this and this happened. Yo-yo, you're implying that you understand exactly how Hashem handles the Mishpat Tzedakah and exactly what's the formula that's going to force Mashiach's coming. Not true. Sheker. Nobody understands it. It's above, that's the Darkei Hashem, which is above our comprehension and above our calculations. We can't calculate that. So the same way that it's above our das, that's why the Gemara says that when it's going to come by surprise. The term surprise also means something that you didn't figure on. I didn't figure on this money coming in. I didn't figure, why? Because when you go to work and you do this and this amount of work, 40 hours of work, you expect to get 500 shekel. But this, I didn't do it, then it was a metziah. It came to me suddenly, unexpectedly. That's part of this Darkei Hashem. Both the Yeshuos and the Tzoros are all within this category of Darkei Hashem, which is above our comprehension, and therefore they manifest themselves in the physical world in coming by surprise. Surprise also means above our calculations and cheshbonos and scheduling procedures and programming procedures, etc.
But everything is really Min HaShemayim. It's just that we're so confused that we think, I sent out my resume and knocked on doors. That's how come I got the job. When it all comes from Min HaShemayim anyway, when it's accidental, then you say, this is definitely Min HaShemayim.
Exactly. It means that that's a greater manifestation of the Hashgacha of Hashem. That's all it is. Sometimes it's shown more openly, sometimes it's hidden in the Teva. That's what he's talking about, being Melubosh in the Mishpat. Teva is Mishpat. The word HaTeva is Bigimatria Elikim, the Arizal says. So when Hashem makes the sun rise in the morning and set at night, and he has a person go to work and work a hard day's work and get their paycheck, that's also Yeshua's and everything, but there the Yeshua, the Tzedakah, is cloaked in the Mishpat. It's cloaked in a certain Bechina of Mishpat, where it appears to you that it's only fair if I work these 8 hours that I should earn this money.
Yeah.
You understand? But it's not fairness. It's Hashem's tzedakah that's melubosh in the mishpat, in the teva.